We've got a task at hand. How can we make it better? Well, yes, I know we
Option
can.
22 is a band based in Princeton that composes music with messages of hope, love, and healing. Lori McKinney is the lead singer. McKinney grew up in Princeton, and after an inspirational trip to London, she dreamed of turning her hometown into a revitalized art hub.
It's really exhilarating and affirming to watch it all come to life and see the tide turn. It was like moving mountains there for a while, but now that the dam has burst, you can see the momentum, and it's really exciting. I feel good.
McKinney is also part owner of the Riff Raff Arts Collective, a gallery on Mercer Street in Princeton. The Riff Raff crew has worked to create several creative, artsy events, including the All Together Arts Week, an annual event that happens in the spring. Now McKinney and the Riff Raff are playing a role in the new Princeton Renaissance Project. The vision is to create an attractive, economically vibrant downtown. On the forefront are the efforts to restore the historic L'Avant Theater.
The mainstream public, you know, is really buying into this because they're so excited to see their theater come back to life. And it's not that artsy sort of niche. I think a lot of our programs have been on the artsy side of things. And people around here, sometimes they're just not comfortable because they think, oh, I'm not going to fit into that really creative situation. And there's a variety of reasons that people don't actually participate in events that they view as being hyper creative.
Most of the work is being done on Mercer Street. Like so many main streets in the state, it's a strip of pavement surrounded by mostly run-down buildings with empty storefronts. For now, the Princeton Community Improvement Commission created a grant program to help renovate storefronts. Businesses can apply for up to $2,000 for storefront renovation. New city manager Elke Doom says the passion in town is helping move things along.
When government gets involved and it becomes their priority, it's amazing how many other people will take a second look and say, what can I do? How can I help? And what can we do together?
A few years ago, the city proposed to move City Hall from the corner of Courthouse Road to the former First Community Bank building on Mercer Street. Doom says the city is still committed to doing that. Many of the buildings are stained with strips of tar, crooked mortar, and dirty bricks. But one of the projects will cover some of them with murals.
I mean, that's pretty cool because I've been wanting to paint this town for years and years and years.
Patch Whiskey is one of the paid artists helping spruce up Mercer Street.
I was wanting to paint that building 5 years ago, you know, when I was trying to open up an art gallery downtown here. And they wouldn't let me do it for free. And now they've had to pay somebody, you know, a lot of money to paint whatever they're painting on there right now. But it's definitely changed. You can tell it's definitely, you know, there's a change in the air.
Whiskey's work can be found across the East Coast in cities like Charleston, South Carolina, Miami, Florida, and now his hometown, Princeton.
I mean, every mural that I do, I'm dropping rainbow monsters on people, and I don't really have sketches for anything that I'm doing, so I pretty much just kind of attack the wall, you know, and kind of go at it, and the story kind of unfolds as I keep painting. In this particular mural, there's a rainbow monster stumbled across a bubble-to-bubble salesman. He sells mystery boxes.
To convince more people to visit downtown, the project is working to change its reputation for drug trafficking and prostitution.
I just see some people here that put on their shoes and they go to work. But their work's a little different from, you know, a 9-to-5 office shift, you know. They're kind of freelancers, I guess, you know, in a way. They find different ways, from the guy that pushes the shopping buggy down the street collecting cans, you know. I mean, there's different ways to make money out here, I guess.
A nonprofit organization, Community Connections, is looking into ways to help make the downtown feel more secure, including the installation of cameras. The group also purchased the theater and helped pay the mural artists. The city also found the finances to help cover the costs of the murals, and Lori McKinney says that's a good sign.
That's brilliant to me to know that the city was willing to get on board with supporting, actually paying creative people, because that's the sign of, you know, a community that understands progress, is understanding that creative people need to be paid for their work, just like any professional.
But the efforts aren't really about money. Part of the movement includes activities or social events that basically require volunteers to roll up their sleeves. Like on Artist Alley. The project blocked off more than 20 spaces on two walls, separated by a narrow strip of rough, rubbled pavement. Any artist was able to cover a section of the wall with a masterpiece. Lori McKinney was there for the alley party.
This was like the most awesome social experience for the artists. A lot of people met that hadn't met before. And we hung out here for like 2 weeks straight, and at nights the beauty salon next door would let us use their electric, so we were able to hook up lights and music. It's kind of like an art club. Everybody was just hanging out. And let me show you the backside. Rita Montrose from Concord and some of the artists that you just met.
McKinney says the final plans are to repave, install wrought iron archways and lights, creating a 24-hour art gallery.
This is all volunteer, and it's interesting because the one that we're standing right in front of, Austin Persinger, he's a professional artist, you know, and he's he typically works with oils, and this is his first acrylic experience, but it shocked me. When I put out the word, I thought it was going to be mostly student artists because it was a volunteer
Most
project.
Most of these events don't require a whole lot of upfront cost. Most of these events really pay for themselves.
Sam Franz is one of about a dozen folks at this week's Circle Time, a regularly scheduled get-together where citizens, artists, business owners, and even the city manager meet to brainstorm about ways to make the Princeton Renaissance a success. The group has organized outdoor movie viewings, festivals, and in October, trick-or-treat on Mercer Street.
The whole idea being to give people a really good reason to come back down to Mercer Street. Lots of fun, and I'm surprised at how eager all the local businesses are to get out and help us with this.
During this meeting, those attending Circle took a little time to reflect and admit things are different than a year ago.
Instead of saying, oh, that looks terrible, and complaining, we just all got together and said we've changed. We've got the arts, and we have education, government, nonprofit, and just the regular folks all pulling together to bring this back to, I can't say the old glory, but a whole new Mercer Street.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Princeton.
From the ground up, build it up. A new institution.